our likeness and let them have dominion. Pastor Pinder is a pastor of a strong Christian church, Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denominations, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinder has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
Let's close our eyes and pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this church. You have been here with us from the beginning of the service. As your word says, Lord, that we are carriers of your presence. As we have gathered here, Lord, we have not gathered unto ourselves, but unto you, Lord. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you speak to us, you minister to us, and you change our lives. I bind every spirit of destruction, any spirit of misunderstanding. I pray, O God, against all demonic powers that are resisting your kingdom and your word. I ask, O Lord, that your kingdom may come in this church and your word may have free course. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to preach. The Bible says that we are destroyed because we lack knowledge and understanding. Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 10. I want us all to read. 1, 2, 3, go.
All ye tithes into the storehouse, the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Change it to another. Change the version. Change the version. Somebody say, change the version.
Change the version.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, go. Put it in amplified, then NIV. Malachi, amplified. 1, 2, 3, go.
Bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income.
Let's repeat that part. 1, 2, 3, go.
Bring all your tithes, the whole of your income.
Yes, continue.
Of heaven for you, and there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Change the version for the last time. Yes.
May be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
Can you read it in Swati or Zulu? Before I preach, I want you to get the scripture.
Ngenisani konke okweshumi endlini yengqebo ukuba kube ngokudla endlini yami. Ningivivinye ngalokho. Usho uJehova Sebaothi, uma ngingayi kunivulela emafasteli asezulwini, nginithululele izibusiso kono kwaneleyo.
Amen. He says that bring the whole tithe. Somebody say the whole tithe.
The whole tithe.
So already God knows that one of our problems is that we will say we are paying tithes, but we are not paying the whole tithe.
Now,
the Bible says that the tithe is what? 10% of what we get. Hallelujah. God says that 10% of whatever we receive belongs to Him. And He says that we should bring it into the storehouse, which is the house of God. He says that when we do this, He will what? Bless us. Now, some of us have met people who study a lot, but they fail. Yes. Yes. When you get to the exam room, load shedding, stage 5.
Now ungena ku exam, ungena nje load shedding, yaqima, qima isibane.
We also know people who apply a lot.
Siyabazi abantu abaqelayo,
but never get called.
Ababizwa.
We know of people who enter into relationships a lot.
There
is a quite a song we used to sing. It used to say, "We are again, we are Puma, into enjani le."
Yama Willis.
You guys don't know it. Some people are practicing Ma Willis' song. You have finished all the alphabets.
Talenga
Alphios. Wetanga blessing. Wetanga Casper. Wetanga David. Wabuya wangenelu
Emmanuel.
All the characters of the Bible. Ucholenab.
You have dated all the characters in the Bible.
Even up until you go towards Zacchaeus.
What's the wife of Zacchaeus?
We are on Zet now. We are on Zacchaeus. And still, no one is marrying you. And you might say the reason why you are not getting married is because you have not found the right one. Baby, you don't understand. You see, what makes things work in this life is whether you are blessed or not. That's why fat people get married. Skinny people get married. People who talk too much get married. Quiet people get married. Dark people get married. Light-skinned people get married. Yes, broke brothers. Yes. Broke brothers. Someone likes the broke brother.
And the,
yes. You see, what works in this world is good ubusisekile or awukabusiseki.
What works in this world is whether you are blessed or not.
That's why we always say the richer get richer. The poorer become more poor. Because there is a force behind the rich person. It's called what? A blessing. That's why there are people you hate, but even though you hate them, they keep on moving forward.
There are people that you wish evil for,
but they are moving forward. Irrespective of how people hate them, how people speak about them, there are people you talk badly about, but they are loved more and more.
Then there's a wife who's blessed.
Even more than before.
When you speak evil to his husband, and then he says, "I love him more."
When your relative
says that relatives come and say your wife can't cook, and then the husband says, I love the burnt food. They say your wife doesn't wear any weave. She's always on her afro and says, I love the afro.
This is a steel wool again.
I want the steel wool type of hair.
Yes. Because what works, my brothers and sisters, it's a blessing. Yes. It's whether you are blessed or not. There is someone at school right now. We are passing when Dula went.
Gunamonte's school when is passing more than you.
Marutamkasha.
Because
even though the person is smart, the person is not blessed.
No malomtanga shagani pagoto agana susbusiso.
Yes, that's why you find that the head of the company is not the smartest person.
Kungako oholi kampani akusumuntu
ohlakaniphile. Now you figure sure ukuthi yat lento lo yenda kangiyathi mara is your boss.
He comes and tells you what you are doing, I don't know, but he's your boss.
Because what works is not good to when do you know the thing. What works is whether you are blessed or not.
Ukusebenza ukuthi ukuthi uyayazi lento kuya ngekuthi ubusisekile noma cha.
Now, if a blessing is so powerful,
I would,
if I were you, I would fight for it. If I was you, if me, I was in your shoes right now, unemployed, not rich, you walk to church, you enter the taxi, you don't have a ring.
Awuna ring esandleni sakho, awuna ntandathu.
Even if you have the ring,
ungawunayo le ntandathu.
It's not the real one.
Isiyo.
That's dribble. It's by faith. By faith. Sisters wear rings. Then by bega lakamakhelwane by faith. Kuthi one day it will move to the next finger by faith.
They hope that it will move to the right finger.
The faith is strong. You know, sometimes you even move by faith.
Tell your sister that this is your
brother-in-law.
Faith
is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of rings not seen. Yes. I'm telling you. If I was in your position,
coming from the logish,
coming from a family background where no one is prosperous, I'm coming from a background where you share clothes with people.
Where you sleep like a train.
I would fight for a blessing. You see, sometimes, even when your parents are rich, or even the people around you are rich, when you, the child, you are not blessed. When you inherit your father's money, it will evaporate in your hands.
You know people like that.
When
their parents died,
the
person got all the money.
Within a year, the person was back where they were.
Nothing. You
know them.
The parent was blessed.
But
the child is not blessed. If I were you,
this word blessing should not just be your ex-boyfriend. I would be fighting to be blessed. Yes, I would be fighting to be blessed. You see, there are things, ne? When you do the thing alone, it doesn't have power. That much power. For example, the Bible tells us about Solomon. Solomon one day took 1,000 sheep.
Wathatha izimvu ezi 1,000.
And gave them as an offering to God.
Wazinikela njengomhlatshelo kuJehova.
Gave them as an offering to God.
Wazinikela njengomhlatshelo kuJehova.
Now, for you can think, for Simon, for Solomon to give 1,000 sheep.
USolomon ukukhipha izimvu ezi 1,000.
It means already he had a lot. He had something.
Kusho ukuthi abena ziningi.
He took and gave an offering to God. And he never said anything to God. He gave the offering and went to sleep with no intentions. The Bible teaches us that that same night, God appeared to him. God appeared to him. It was not Solomon's prayer that summoned God. What summoned God to leave heaven and come to Solomon's room was his offering. God says that he appeared himself and asked Solomon, "What do you want?" That tells us that when you give,
you
are summoning God. When you give, it means you are calling God.
Come here.
He gave the offering. And that same night, God appeared to him. May God appear to you. I said, may God appear to you. And what is interesting, you guys find the story. What is interesting is that he asked him, "What do you want?" When God saw me moving towards the offering basket with a serious offering this morning, immediately he said, "This guy wants something." When God sees us give a sacrificial offering, he knows there's something we want. Even though Solomon didn't speak, his offering said, "I want something."
Noma Solomon angazanga khuluma umnikelo wakhe washo wathi kukhona engudingako.
That night,
lobo busuku,
who appeared? Read there, 1, 2, 3, go. That night,
God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask."
Whatever. Noma yini. God who appeared.
Nkulunkulu wabonakala.
I thought God doesn't appear. He is too big to be moved from his seat. Now I am saying to us, if an offering is not important, why did God come? If we are just giving in church for the sake of giving, why did, when Solomon gave, why did God come? I can tell you that offering is important because God responded to offering. And he asked him, "What do you want?" God is asking you, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Pastor, I want a job. What do you want? What do
you want?
Solomon answered.
You
see, Solomon was spiritual, just like me and you. Said, "You have shown me great kindness. You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place." Continue. Listen. "Now, Lord, let your promise to my father David be confirmed. For you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead these people." You see, people who are spiritual, when they give, They are always thinking about spiritual things. When God now appears to you, you say, I want my basenta to grow. Because you want to sound spiritual. I want my heart to reach hundreds. That's what Solomon was saying. Yes, I want the choir to be 1,000. Yes. Give me the gift of prophecy.
He said,
give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead the people. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? I want to show you something. God said to Solomon, since this is your heart's desire and you have not asked for wealth, riches, or honor, nor death of your enemies. So God is expecting us to ask these things. You see that God was ready to answer Solomon on riches, enemies, because he knows that these are the things we like. Riches or honor, no death of your enemies. Since you have not asked for a long life, these are the things we like. But for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king. Therefore, wisdom and knowledge will be given to you. I will also give you the wealth. God doesn't shift from the topic.
Know that you want money.
Tell your neighbor, funi mali.
Tell my kelo no akutu funi mali. Yes. Yes.
Funi mali.
You want money. Yes. Yes.
Look at your other neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I want money.
Tell your neighbor that ngifuna imali.
You see, you can't dribble God.
Angeke umdribule uNkulunkulu.
God is saying, yes, Pastor Lavel, I will make wealth grow. But you gave the offering because you want money.
Oh my God.
For wisdom. Wisdom and knowledge. Mara lomnikelo lo umelakhokha imali.
God was saying this offering is not for wisdom, but this one must also bring in money.
Wealth.
Inqebo.
Riches.
Nemqebo.
And honor.
Nodumo.
Such as no king who has before you ever had, nor will ever have. God said, I'm making you a billionaire. I'm making you the richest person in the world. How did he become the richest person in the world? He got a master's degree. I'm not saying the master's degree is not important. I'm not saying anything is not important. But what made him the richest was the blessing that God spoke over his life. Yes, I admit you have money without paying tithes. I admit it. I admit the fact that you got a job while you were eating your tithes. I admit that since you were born, this is the first time you hear about tithes. Are you the best? Have you received honor?
So tholile nodumo.
He told him that I will give you something unique. In the blessing, I will make you rich. I will make you wealthy. And I will give you what? Honor. Then because you are blessed, I must make you to be different from the rest. All your brothers and sisters that don't pay tithes, you will be above them. Your classmates, you will be above them. Yes. If I were you, I would fight to be blessed. I would fight to be blessed. I just showed you how one person became blessed after giving an offering. Now, let me tell you why have you not started paying your tithes? The reason why you don't pay your tithes is because you don't think properly about tithing. That's why you are not blessed. We are not blessed because we do not think well about giving in the kingdom of God. Today I'm preaching about the bad thoughts of non-tithers. But I want you to write it like this: the bad thoughts of people who are not blessed. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." For a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think affects how you are.
Ngokuba unjengozicabangelayo uthi. The way you think, that is how you are.
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in what? Christ Jesus." So there is a mindset that we need to have for us to become blessed. Unfortunately, a majority of people, when it comes to the house of God and finances and giving, they have the wrong mindset. The first wrong thought that you have that has led you not to be blessed through paying tithes. I earn too little to pay tithes. To pay what? Tithes. Pastor Bang, you get a 10 rand in LV.
I only get 10 rands a week.
1 rand is not a proper tithe.
1 rand I see my linga corner go keep as go shoe.
God says 10%. He doesn't say 10% when you have 1,000.
Unkulunkuluti always shoe me kulu nagusho now and kulungwane.
He doesn't say 10% of 20,000. If your money is 10 rand,
if imali yakho it's only 10 rand,
and you have paid 1 rand and you put it in an envelope,
ubhathele 1 rand wayifaka emvelopheni,
don't be ashamed, you have paid tithes. God rewards faithfulness. If you show faithfulness, God will reward you. God says that if you are faithful with little, you will be faithful with much. In fact, God says this. I want you to listen. He says, no one should be anointed. No one should be given a high position in the kingdom of God if the person cannot handle money.
UNkulunkulu akukho umuntu okumele athole ugqobo noma abekwe esontweni nangabe lomloya akakhona ukubamba imali.
Jesus told them, he told his disciples.
Jesu atshela abafundi bakhe.
He said to them,
wathi kubafundi bakhe,
you see, if you cannot handle money, how will we commit to you the riches of the kingdom of God? The true things of the kingdom of God.
Now,
if you cannot handle money,
what did Jesus now ungakhoni kubamba imali
singakunjani? Manage kusebenzisa
noma kuyisebenzisa.
How can you be given the true riches of the kingdom of God?
Unganikwa njani imicebo yembuso wasezulwini?
One of the signs that God is going to use and anoint you is how are you using your money?
uNkulunkulu yokukhomba naye ukuthi uyisebenzisa njani imali yakho.
Because the way you manage money, it shows that if you are given something that is precious, how will you manage it?
Indlela osebenzisa ngayo imali kuyakhomba ukuthi na unikezwe into emcoka uyoyisebenzisa kanjani.
Money is precious to us.
Imali imcoka kithi.
And how we manage something that is precious, we see her in how you manage money. If you are a woman,
And you want to know. You want to know.
That something that is precious like you.
How will this man handle
it? Look how he squanders his money. Look how he handles his money. Look how he squanders the money. Look how he hides it.
If you want to know that when you enter into the life of this man, will your life improve? Will you become a better woman, a better person? Look at how his money is moving.
Now, if you want to go to your not how big or how much he has. I didn't say how much he has. The little or the big that he has, what does he do with it?
Hey Lord.
Mangaba ufuna kubona ukuthi inhliziyo yomuntu naNkulunkulu ikuphi?
If you want to
status of the relationship, where is it?
Budlelwane bakhe noNkulunkulu ukuthi bokuphi?
Look at how the person invests into the kingdom of God.
Mbeke ukuthi ukhokha kanganani embusweni kaNkuluNkulu. Ukuthi utshala kanganani.
When a person's heart is not in the things of God, he can't put his money there.
Na inhliziyo yalomuntu ingekho ezintweni zikaNkuluNkulu akakhoni ukufaka imali yakhe khona.
He can't. I don't care how much you pray.
Anginankinga ukuthi uthandaza kanganani.
I don't care how many tongues you take out.
Noma ukhuluma izilimi ezinganani.
Thing you can invest your money in is because your heart is not in that thing. That is why the same person will take 1,000.
The same person will take 1,000 and go and buy alcohol because his heart is there. He won't feel like he's doing something wrong. Because the heart of the person is on Istropez and Savannah.
The same person,
loyo,
as I'm preaching, is becoming angry because his heart is not in the things of God. Yes. You see, they are instruments. Tell your neighbor they are instruments. They are different kinds of instruments. Like when we take a thermometer and put it in your armpit, under your armpit, it will tell us the temperature of your body. How you handle money is an instrument that we use to measure you. Spirituality and financial management go together. You can't say I am deep in the things of God, but you are financially broke and you mismanage things. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also with that is what much. So don't say that, oh, I earn too little. You know, when I God, and then you are praying to God. Lord, when I get to 2,000 rand, Lord, I will tithe my 200.
Oh, Lord, give me this job.
You will not. You will not. That is not the problem.
I think in a lay.
The problem is that your heart is not in the things of God. And I'm saying today, put your heart and your mind in the things of God.
Birth
thoughts number 2. I earn too much to pay my tithes. When you calculate 100,000, 10%, 10,000.
10%
10,000.
much money.
Niketel sonfo.
Give it to the church.
And most people think when they give to the church, they are giving to the pastor. It's a mistake also. If you want to give me money and bless me, give me. Directly. You just see me after church. That's when you are giving to me. The offering basket is not equal to the pastor.
That
is not the
thing.
That
is why I also offer.
Don't think if you are, don't come to the offering basket and when you put it in, you are like, yo, I'm doing this for pastor. Hey! Look at your offering. Does that look like my house? Does that look like my house? This one, it looks like my house. This, you thought you gave the money to me. Does this look like your my house? Hey! I earn too much. Look at, this is your mega church. This is your mega church. So don't say I earn too much to pay my tithes. Bishop says that one day I asked a brother to pay his tithes. He looked at me in amazement as if to say, are you mad? ask your neighbor, are you saying, are you mad? Then he asked me, do you know how much I earn? He continued, I could never pay tithes. I earn too much to pay tithes. You see, this brother felt that his tithes would be too large of large an amount to give to the church. He had no respect for the house of God. A few years later, it always happens like this. He was struck with an incurable disease. Faced with a hopeless situation, he turned to God and began paying tithes. Why did he start paying tithes when now he is going to die? What? Was it not that he was earning a lot? What are you doing with the blessing when you are going to die? There is no amount too big for God. I remember I told you that every good thing that you have comes from God. Overcome the mindset that when you give, you are doing the pastor, the church, God a favor. You are doing yourself a favor because you are getting a blessing. When I paid my tithes on the 25th, I did myself a big favor. I'm about to finish. No, I'm about to finish. Number three.
Verse 32.
Based on Philippians 4:8, I am not a fool. I will never pay tithes. Labanye ababhadali kweshumi because bathing labalibele kuphela lababhadala kweshumi.
Some don't pay tithes because they say it's only fools who pay tithes.
Can I ask you this? What did you benefit from giving your money to the owner of the bar?
Uthole ngekhokhela lo muntu webar imali. Lo mnikazi we tavern.
Every month mahola.
Njalo na uhola na.
Uyahamba uye lapha.
You go there.
Spend your 300.
You spend an entire 300 rands.
Unathe.
Drink.
Utsakwe.
Get drunk.
Come.
You pee.
Patrol babalas.
You get a babalas.
Labanye bavuke kuleminyi
imiphetse. Some wake up in other bed.
That's one.
disturb you.
Bakushaye.
They beat you up.
Because labanye bananatha nivangathi nibo rambo.
Some of you, when you get drunk, you feel like a rambo.
Zakshaye. 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 Zakshaye.
They beat you up.
Bakutrape.
They beat you up.
Okay, you spent 300, you bought Isotropes. I have no problem.
Ukhokhe 300 on Isotropes, anginankinga.
You bought Savan.
Uthole Savana.
You bought Moet for some nice girls.
Uthole Moet intombazana ezinhle njena.
Moet.
Moet.
Hi Moet. Moweti was a soccer player. John Moweti. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you bought Chivas.
What only Chivas regal?
Tengi veve, girl.
You bought a veve.
Ubegel bottle and so.
You put your bottle on top of your head.
But did you come out with a blessing?
Utoli lenis busiso.
Did you come out with a blessing? I would rather put my money where I know that I will come out with a blessing. That's me. I'm not you. I'm just talking about me. I'm talking about me. Number four.
Verse four.
People don't pay their tithes because they say my heart and money is not being properly used, so I will not pay tithes in this church.
Have
you met someone who used to be sane and is not sane anymore? Who was sane? Have you met a person who used to work but due to sickness doesn't work anymore? Have you met a person who was fired from work for no apparent reason? You see, when we speak arrogantly and say, my strength has earned this money, the brain that you are using, did you work for it? The strength that is in your body, did you put it in? You see, sometimes we think it is us, and that is pride. There is nothing that we have achieved, you and I, including me, that we have achieved because of us. Because if you have passed at school and then received a degree and then gotten a job, can I ask you, what did you use to pass? What did you use to pass? Your brain. Who gave you your brain? Did you go on the shelf and say, I choose this one? This one will give me a degree. Then why do you say it's your strength? Why do you say when God says thank him by giving him 10%, you say that God is robbing you of what you have worked for?
Why
is it that when you then lose that job, you begin to pray? Why are you praying?
Why now?
If it was your strength, sum up your strengths again and get another job. Put more work. How come?
When things are not going well,
all of a sudden you start praying.
So
I thought it was your strength. I thought. Based on what you said, when you said you are not paying your tithes. How come maso gula?
Why na so when you are sick?
So bona kuthi I'm 17 but akubeka eceleni.
When you see that now you are about to be retrenched.
Uqala attending sonto.
You start attending the church.
Yini maso koshiwe emsebenzini?
Why is it when you are fired from your work?
Sikubona so join emqantensing stars.
We see you songene kuma dancing stars.
I'm just asking.
Ngiyabuza nje.
How come monkeys are losing umsebenzi sikhanze kukwaya?
Njalo nawe abaqedwa ukulahlelwa
umsebenzi. I thought it was your strength. I thought it was your strength. Why did you go and see the prophet?
I hear
you are strong.
Yeah.
It can't be our strength. Deep down we know it. We know it. How do we know it's not our strength? Because there is someone who is smarter than you who is unemployed. There is someone who is better than you who is unemployed. Yes, there is a well-behaved child who is more broke than you. When you stole Maruna 100 rand.
Is the one yes. That you drink.
Yes. It's not our strength. We should not come with that attitude to God to say that ngisebenze kakhulu. Ngamandla bani.
You mustn't come with the attitude to say I've worked hard. With whose mind and
health lophiwe ngubani?
Who gave you the health?
I'm about to finish. Because I'm not getting any amens anymore. My last 2 points. Some people don't give because they have this bad thought. Listen to this one. The pastors and the lady pastors are using our money to buy cars and houses for themselves. So I will not pay tithe to finance the extravagant lifestyle of the pastor. Those are the people who have come to church not for God. But they have come to be observers. This bag. Guess. As they see LP moving.
Babona LP ahamba.
The person doesn't see. How nice and well dressed. You say, oh wow.
Wow,
our LP looks nice.
My LP went to
the first thing the person sees, that bag is a gas.
And then,
you
know how much is this thing is?
Such people listen to other friends who say, when we are humble, you are a person doing. But when humble, it's not when you say, Nigel.
Some say, your pastor has a car, and they ask you, does your pastor have a car? And you say, yes. Mara, you are walking, you still offering?
But umfundisi wako. Una cell phone,
iPhone.
When usana mahlanga and we are nigela.
And they are saying we are using mahlanga, but you still offering.
Hey. Yes. They say you have all about fundis Ben.
They say you see your pastors.
Ukaba kusile muntu uyithathe.
Where do you think where he got the car from?
Last week we got the offering. I tell him verse like 20.
Last week he was taking an offering and telling us 20 verses.
This week.
Glad Viggy.
Shaeli moto.
He's driving a nice car.
I mean, let's think about it. If you think I'm a thief.
Now kanga ngisigebeng.
Why every Sunday do you come to listen to a thief preaching?
Why nizenzola lelis gebengu shumayeni?
Got a question.
Why do you leave your house to come and listen to a thief?
Nizela nizola lelum usgebengu.
You are wasting your time.
Umoshis katsako.
If this is a thief wearing spectacles, speaking English and Siswati, and with his thiefaress, that one, the thief and the thiefaress, why do you come here, jump on a taxi, sit in church to listen to two thieves? The issue is not that.
I think in Aleo.
The issue is that when.
The problem is you.
You are not a giver.
You are a call.
If you really thought I was a thief, you would not come to church.
Now can't make skebeng bonge goose on twin. You can't listen to a thief preaching to you.
But to convince yourself not to pay tithes, that moment, month's end, to say, let kebeng angeng tipi man.
You say, I can't give this thief.
If we are thieves, why do you come for counseling? Must there
are
better thieves than us? You should just go to correctional services and receive counseling and preaching. Some people become angry when they see the pastor blessed. And I want to help you as I'm closing. You see,
if you want to see if the person what he speaks really works.
If you want to know that that thing that he's talking about works.
Now if you want to,
he must have the results in his own life.
Umele aben abe I come belend good naive yangsebenzela nami. But you are staying there by the taverns.
Your friend is broke.
Umgano wakho akushayekile.
Wena unemsebenzi nyana uyazama.
Wena unejob inyana nje you are trying.
Ushayekile lo mfo.
The guy is broke.
This is your main financial advisor.
Ngoyo umuntu okubaluleka ngezemali.
Yabona wena level.
Wena level.
Abashwayela kabi labafundisi.
Yeah.
Mina nguwe nje. Ngeke ngibadale 10%.
I mean I wouldn't pay my tithe.
Nguvile nje ku cell group ukhuluma ngabo 10% ngiphuma kulezi nto lezo phuma.
I heard you in the
past. Phuma. Funa ukuthi imali yakho.
Get out of those people, they wanna chow your
money. Benze nto leyo.
They want to chop your money. Don't do it.
He's saying this ngoba ufuna kunatha le mali yakho.
He's saying this because he wants to drink your money.
But most importantly, the question you should ask yourself is, why is it not working for you? If prophet speaks about giving and tithing and I see that he is prospering, then I will also do it because I want the secret to his prosperity. But people become angry when a pastor prospers. How can you preach that God will bless you when you, the pastor, you are broke?
That is my problem.
I mean, I would say the red flag is a broke pastor.
Not
the other way around.
Aye.
But do you know in church it's the other way around? When a rich businessman, when a tender, that emfana.
When the rich businessman, we must push another project.
Invest.
Fagimal.
You are like, hey, lend for like $7.
You'll say this thing that works for you, I also want it.
Yes or no? Yebo noma
cha.
When the pastor says, yathi kunendwele ngisebenzelako bathi he tithes.
Now umfundisi inendwele engisebenzelayo umnikelo.
Uthi ufuna kudla imali
yami. Then you say he wants to chop your money.
Because somehow we equate giving offering to the pastor's pocket.
Nyalo sesilinganisa kunikela nepokethe lemfundisi.
And we are not thinking about the God we are giving to.
Asicabange uNkulunkulu esimnikelayo.
Yes. My, you see, you will not give if you think you are giving to the pastor. Some people think, they say, ubukeka ngathi akalambi this week. Ufake vaseline emlonyeni, umfati wenze isinwele. Hi, asinikele this week.
is not right this week. So
that's how other churches, some churches run. Then the pastor makafika ubukeka ngathi ulambile.
When the pastor, when he looks like
a special meeting after church.
There is
a, no,
we We don't like with the way our pastor is.
He's got torn
shoes. Next week, let's come with an offering.
And people now are giving with the mind that they are giving to the pastor. We are not giving to the pastor. We are not giving. We are giving into the kingdom of God, to the church and to God. Who is the one who has the capacity to bless us? That is why certain people, when the pastor offends them, they stop paying tithes. They thought they were giving to the pastor. When the pastor preaches a message they don't like,
like I spoke about drinking,
what are you benefiting?
I asked you, what yini loyithola ke tshwaleni?
Uzongthola next week.
You will see me next week.
Makanga makatha suku
mangisuku. When he says you must stand up, I don't stand up.
Yeah, when everyone stand up, uzuqinisa umhlazi.
When everyone is standing up, you just frown.
Give all your offering, pay all your tithe. Hey, are you constipated? Yes. People, you see that people are angry with the pastor. They stop paying tithes.
When the pastor comes and talks about dating,
what's mcholo is mubi.
What the dating is not right.
Skatse offering.
Nakumele ba koke umnikelo.
Tawufunza ngakhuluma ngendzabala ngatathu.
Yeah, you learn not to talk about things that he doesn't know.
A relationship is between two people. And if these two people love them, where does the pastor come in? These pastors want to control our lives. Small mcholo that I want to do, I cannot do it anymore.
When will I get married when I can't even just check?
Tithe.
He doesn't even take out the tithe. When they hear that the pastor has bought a new house, new car, they become jealous. They say we've been offering,
they start calculating that my tithe, I would have bought this and that. You are forgetting that the pastor is also paying his own tithes and doing his own things that leads to his own blessing. The pastor says that work out your own salvation. I'm going to remix it today and say work out your own pocket.
Who needs the blessing? Is it not you? I don't offer based on a person. I offer based on my needs. I don't care whether you...
I don't feel cheated that when you put 5 rand, I put 100 rand.
I know that I'm working for my own
blessing. Little Bible, God appeared to Solomon, not Solomon and his friends.
The Bible says...
Not Solomon and the wife. Not Solomon and the cousins. When the one who offered is the one God appeared to.
Lolo anigela nkulunkulu ngwele lo avela. I don't care about you. I don't care whether you want to be blessed.
I am the one who needs to summon God.
Because I know my problem. I
don't
know that at home there is no one who drives
the
car. I know that I'm coming from a shed.
I need a power that will take me out of there. In closing, I'm saying that there are some of you, every time it looks like you are coming out and baglands the foods,
we are taller than 7, but pins
the foods.
You get the job, then you get fired.
Backbeat that interview, back shortlist the pins which you get foods.
They call you for an interview, then you go back again. Back
tell a bank and back over till a promotion being a yakompincha masat to go to one day again.
They tell your friends that this promotion was for you, but we don't know what happened.
I think you need a blessing.
Mkangu ting is busiso.
I think I need a blessing.
Ngicabanga ukuthi udinga isibusiso.
You see, Sherwin, come here. They say he is Sherwin here.
Is it nang Sherwin lapha?
Sherwin needs to get here.
Kumele efike lapha.
Come here,
Sherwin.
11, yeah. Some of us, you see, without paying your tithe, you have taken 1, 2, 3, 4. Your life is stagnant. No matter what you do, now we are moving that way. That way. Sometimes one foot goes in. Some force brings you back.
The money goes up.
So you enjoy pinze yehle.
While you are enjoying it, then reduce.
Baya ku ektisa.
Then they put another person.
Hey. Usabandile. Now you have the degree. So la usula la.
You are now.
Degree ula.
You are here with your degree.
Bakbi take interview.
They call you for an interview.
Back shortlist.
You are being shortlisted.
Bese get to.
Then it gets quiet.
There's no blessing.
There's Agnes Busiso.
But you see, you need to do this.
Kumele wenze nje. Then Busiso siyakuthatha.
You see, what you don't know, there has been something that is hindering you here.
Ungakwazi kunento besolika.
You need the blessing to carry you over.
Busiso sikujumpile.
To make you to jump.
Sikwenze ugqume.
Nyati, emjolweni you are the best.
I know.
Baze babiza ngamakodi. Waze wabaphekela bathanda tijulo.
Bakutshela
ngathi ke 3 December ngomo theater.
I told you 3 December your lobola is coming.
What's Mark figure like by end of November?
End of November, eish.
Lomchita bamxoshe
emsebenzini. The guy was fired from his work.
Wangena ku depression.
You were then depressed.
Lomjita wangena depression.
Lomjita ay waba nenkinga waba depressed.
Wabuya kuwa wathi I need space.
What eish ngidinga nje space.
Wathi athi I need space. Wahlangana with the false prophet.
Wadibana nomprofeti longa
wamanga.
Wamanga.
This false prophet wafika wathi ke uyathi ukuthi uqoshweleke uqoshwe ngenxa yalo sisi lo Jolana.
And then this false prophet says, no, you are fired because of the girl that you are dating.
Kwaphela ngawe.
Ah, then it was finished with you.
Uhleli la nje u single outendi.
Yeah, you are single, it's not your fault.
Unento levimbeti into takho.
Something that is closing your thing.
I'm saying now ngifuna sisuse leso stop nonsense emoyeni.
Now I want us to remove that stop nonsense in
spirit. That wall that you can not see. I want you to jump over. Like Sherwin.
Like Sherwin.
How are you jumping over?
The
blessing will carry you. The blessing will carry you. The blessing will carry you. The blessing will carry you. The blessing will carry you. In the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would fight to be blessed. Let's stand on our feet. No matter how much you can ignore what I'm saying, all of us here, we have something we are striving for, but we do not know why we are not getting it. All of us here, we have something in our hearts that we feel like we deserve, but we don't get it. There are things that you already know in the spirit that they are yours, but they are not manifesting. I will fight for a blessing. This church is blessed. Everyone in this church is blessed. Whatever that has been hindering you, you will jump over it. Whether it's a subject, you will jump over it. That cause you have been failing, I said you will jump it. That you see, you have received many jobs, but 5,000 awukake wamdlula.
Usebenze kaningi kodwa awukake.
Usuka kule nkampani le waya kulena mara 5,000 awukamthola.
One company to the other, you've never been paid 5,000 rand.
Awukhona ingidlula lo 5,000.
You can't go above 5,000.
How will you jump?
Your jump and jan.
Blessing will carry you. A blessing will carry you. I want, before I do the altar call, I want to pray for you.
Before ngibize ngifuna ukunthandazela.
You are here.
Ulapha.
Before you were not paying your tithes.
Phambili ngaphambi bangakhokho kweshumi kwakho.
Or you used to pay your tithes and you have stopped.
Bonga ukukhokha so mile.
You are saying, Pastor.
Uthi mfundisi.
Please pray for me.
Ngicela ungithandazele.
I want to start paying my 10%.
Ngicela ukukhokha kwashumi kwami.
You are saying, Pastor, I need the blessing.
Uthi mfundisi ngiyasifuna lesibusiso.
I am frustrated.
Ngikhathazekile.
I want to be blessed.
Ngifuna ukubusiseka.
Ngifuna kwenza things for 10 days.
I want to do things and they happen.
I am tired of being hindered.
Khathele
kuvinjwa. If you are like that, I want to pray with you. Come forward. Don't be ashamed. Come forward. I want to pray with you. Come forward. I want to pray with you. He and the Bobosha Lebe. Ha and the Lobosha and the Bebosha. Ha, Lord, let your blessing fall upon us. Hey, give us grace. Give us grace, Lord. Sumbele Bosha and the Bosha. E andolo bossale I bason de kadosha darabaya sala I baba bossa I dala bossele bossa nele bossa la bandolobo. Ah Lord, I want to be blessed. I cannot live a life where I am cursed and frustrated. Amandolo shandele bossa nde handili biya sandele bossa laba I baba baba. Ha Lord, give me your blessing.
Those who say I'm tired of fighting alone. I want you to fight for me, O Lord. I want your hand to be there in everything that I do.
When Solomon gave,
Solomon wakhokha.
God asked him.
Nkulunkulu wambuza.
Ufunani.
What do you want?
I want to pray with all of you.
Ngifuna ukuthandaza kunye nawe.
And pray for grace to pay.
Khona uthole umusa wokukhokha.
And that the blessing of God may be evident.
Sibuze uNkulunkulu sibonakale.
You will remember this day when you become rich.
Ukhumbula lelanga naso nemali.
You will say that I remember when things turned in my life.
Ngiyakhumbula uma izinto ziguquka empilweni yami.
I honored God with my tithes and I never looked back.
Ngaqala ngakhokha kweshumi kwami.
I want us all to bow our heads. The people in front only.
Laba labala ngaphambili kuphela.
Who have come for the prayer.
Labazela umthandazo.
Lord, and lift up your hands.
Phakama izandla zakho.
Father, I pray that the money that will touch these hands will be sanctified by your kingdom. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that first of all, give them grace to pay their tithe. Number two, give them grace to pay their tithe faithfully and consistently. Number three, give them grace, Lord, that whatever their hands find and does may it lead to a blessing. Father, I speak against frustration in their lives. I speak against delay. I speak against rejection. In the name of Jesus, whatever that has been delayed in their lives will not be delayed anymore. Whatever that has been postponed, we bring it closer now. Whatever looked impossible in their families and in their current status, let it become possible. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord, that those who have not been promoted, may they receive promotion. I pray, O Lord, that those who have not been selected, they shall be selected from today. Lord, you are not a man that you should lie. But whatever that you have pronounced in your word shall come to pass. Let this word come to pass. From today, they will begin to increase. From today, they will receive favor and be selected. From today, they will receive permanent financial prosperity. Father, you are the one who gives us power to make wealth. Let there be power to make wealth in this church. Let there be power to increase in this church. Let the spirit of poverty be broken over their lives. Make us good sowers, oh God. Make us good investors, oh God. Give us a mind to make wealth. We are tired, oh Lord, of not driving, of eating normal food, wearing normal clothes, staying in substandard houses, begging for food, begging for airtime. These things are nothing to you. Our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Supply our needs. Supply our acceptance. You will be accepted from today. You will be called from today. You will be selected from today. Because you have purpose in your heart to honor God.
Yes, Lord.
May God honor you.
Yes, Lord.
I elevate you in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I give you a higher place and a higher position.
Oh, yes.
Whatever was impossible before shall be possible from today.
Receive it.
Whatever position seems so far from you, it will become close now.
Receive it.
Whatever money you have not seen in your bank account, let that money come in.
Receive.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak the blessing of hundredfold multiplication, 30-fold multiplication, 1,000-fold multiplication. I sense an anointing for prosperity here. You shall prosper.
Amen.
People say you have a snake.
God,
it's the blessing of God.
Yes.
Father, thank you for blessing them. I pray for your grace to be upon them. Receive. Receive a blessing upon your life. Receive the grace to prosper from today. You will be selected. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's clap our hands together for the Lord. Now, when you leave today, I want you as a sign of faith.
Now, hamba namuhla.
There should be an usher by the door.
Kumele kwena usher lapha
nyango. I want you to take the tithe envelope.
Ngifuna uthathe i-envelope ye tithe.
Even if you are not paying your tithe to today or next week.
Noma ngawukhokhi namhla noma ifikini lezayo.
Take it home.
Hamba nayo ekhaya.
As a memorial that you have said to God, I want to be faithful in paying my tithe. As a sign that you believe that your heart is in the things of God. And you are saying to God, I'm about to do something that will require you to bless me. Start warming up. God, I want you to start warming up because I'm about to summon you to my room for my job. I'm going to summon you to my room for my lobola. Because lobola is money. You see, sometimes the issue is not the person doesn't love you. The issue is that money cannot come to you because you don't have a blessing for money. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Lobola is what? Money.
Lobola is money.
It's money. Whether it's cows or what, it's money.
Labanye abantu abashade ngoba
imali ayifuni ukwengena lapha kulomndeni.
Some people don't get married because money does not want to enter into that family.
And the fact that now wena lo muntu uyambo uyakushada mara awari kuthi afungu akabhadali ngani akakushadi ngani.
This person wants,
it's because money can't enter your family.
Ngoba imali ayikhoni ukwengena emndenini wakini.
If le lobola beyita ngama, you know, ngegeza ngawo hawo ngabe sekuphelile. Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor here in front and say, ah, I'm happy to be standing next to a blessed person. Tell your neighbor that if, you know, if I get a chance, I will become your friend because I want to be blessed. Yes.
When you ask, what is it that
Pastor
what is the thing that is working for you? What is the thing that would work for you?
Tithes and offering.
It is working for me. It will work for me. It will continue to work.
Yes. You are living here blessed. And
as
you pay your tithes and your offering, you shall be wondering, do not have Namashon, Upalel Kamalak, Upale Utila Pagle, tithe, Upale,
right,
Kamalak
is the tithe, then you
Pinda Mamba. Put it your 1 rand in the envelope.
Fage 1 rand or akola envelope.
Ishong abegung 20 cent your tithe. If it's 10%, utola 2 rand ikpela. Abnanza.
Even if you got 2 rands and your tithe is 20 cents, it's okay.
Put it in the envelope. Put
fage envelope in.
And say, God, I'm honoring you.
Kulungkulu ngakshonipa.
Let's clap our hands for them. You can go back. Now, let's close our eyes. Last one. It can happen that you are here, you are not born again. I don't want you to pay tithes and go to hell.
Blessings are for the children of God.
I want us all to close our eyes for a minute. Let's bow our heads. Maybe someone invited you this morning. You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. Mangabe ulana, usisho usimawushona namhla uyezulwini or esogweni, and you want to be sure.
If you are here, you don't know whether when you die you'll go to heaven or hell, and you want to be sure.
Ulana ufuna tono takho titethelelwe.
If you are here, you want your sins to be forgiven.
And you want to become a child of God. The Bible says that you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. If you are here, you are not born again. You want to be born again. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand wherever you are. I see your hands. There are more people. Raise your hands. Don't think about anyone. You will remember me that I gave you this invite. This might be your last chance. There is a boy here, a naughty boy. You are always up to no good, but God has been giving you dreams that you should change. Your time to change is today. Raise your hand. If you have raised your hand, come forward. Let's clap our hands. Come forward. Come forward.
Come. Everything.
Come forward.
You say, what will people say?
Too cool to come forward. There is also another person who says,
I don't want to play with God.
Listen, you are not playing with God. The person who will change you is God himself. You need to come forward and surrender to him, and he will give you power to change.
I want us again to bow our heads. There are two more people I want. Come forward. I want you, if you are that person, I'm going to count to three. God has spoken to you already. We are still thinking about your friends and what people will say. Don't think like that. Come forward. I'm going to count to three. This might be your last chance. One. I'm calling you, come. This is your chance. One. Come. Two. You are running out of time. You are running out of time. There is also a young girl here who must come. You are thinking, should I come or not come? Don't look around. Don't look around. This is your chance. I'm on two. I'm about to get to three. I'm waiting for you. Come. Come. I want you all to follow me quickly in this prayer. Bow your heads. Say, dear Heavenly Father,
and raise both of your hands and close your eyes
and bow your heads. This is one of the most important events in your life.
Amen.
To become a child of God and all your sins are being forgiven. I want you to shout with me. Say,
dear Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Father, you know my sins.
Father, you know my sins.
The ones that I've committed in public.
The ones that I've committed in public.
And the ones that I've committed in secret.
And the ones I've committed in secret.
Today I believe with all of my heart.
Today I believe with all of my heart.
That all these sins.
That all these sins.
Have been forgiven.
Have been forgiven.
All the sins that I've forgotten.
All the sins that I have forgotten.
The ones that I remember.
The ones that I remember.
The ones that I did when I was young.
The ones that I did when I was young.
And now when I'm old.
And now when I'm old.
All of them are forgiven.
All one of them are forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Today.
Today.
I accept your spirit.
I accept your spirit.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Please change me.
Please change me.
And give me a new life.
And give me a new life.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
All things.
All things.
All things.
All things.
Have passed away.
Have passed away.
Satan.
Satan.
Raise your finger and say, Satan!
Satan!
Satane!
Lalelegahle boy! Lalelegahle
boy! Angisinge wakho!
Angisinge wakho!
Ngingumfana kaNkuluNkulu!
Ngingumntwana kaNkuluNkulu!
Amen!
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 Amen!